This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. One of New Mexico's largest vaccination clinics is hitting the pause button and will temporarily stop giving vaccines after administering shots for more than a week. University of New Mexico Health Sciences officials say they want to ensure they have enough doses to give booster shots to people who have received their first shots. The clinic at the university's arena, also known as the Pit, is expected to be closed through Saturday. The clinic was administering around 1,600 doses per day with a goal of eventually hitting 3,000 shots daily. State officials said today they're not aware of any other providers planning to halt vaccination operations this week. New Mexico is receiving about 56,000 doses per week. New Mexico Department of Health spokesman Matt Bieber said that's expected to continue over the next 3 weeks, representing a 16% increase in allocations. Data from the state health department shows that 98% of the doses that have been shipped to New Mexico so far have been administered. Under the plan, healthcare workers, first responders, residents, and staff at nursing homes and long-term care facilities were among the first to get inoculated. The current phase includes people 75 and older and younger people with pre-existing health conditions that put them at greater risk. Confirmed COVID-19 cases in New Mexico since the pandemic began last year have topped 174,000, including 487 new cases today and 12 additional deaths. The state's seven-day rolling average of daily new cases has been dropping in recent weeks, while the rolling average of daily deaths was nearly flat. Authorities in Bernalillo County say a man was killed by a deputy after fleeing the scene of a fight where a shot had reportedly been fired. Sheriff Manny Gonzalez said at a news conference early today that the shooting is the first deputy-involved shooting since the agency began incorporating body cameras on all officers. The incident began when deputies were en route to a call about a possible fight in the South Valley and were told there was gunfire. When they arrived, deputies followed a suspect on foot. Gonzalez says it's not clear after that how much gunfire was exchanged, but that a bullet from one deputy hit the suspect. He was pronounced dead at the scene. No deputies were injured. The sheriff says all the officers had their body cameras on. The shooting is under investigation. New Mexico is challenging a decision by a federal court to combine the state's lawsuit over contamination at U.S. Air Force bases with similar litigation brought by hundreds of other jurisdictions. The New Mexico Attorney General's Office and the State Environment Department are petitioning the U.S. Court of Appeals to keep the cases separate. They argue that the previous court decision was a violation of the state's sovereignty and could result in extreme delays that have the potential to further endanger public health and the environment. New Mexico sued the Air Force in 2019 over groundwater contamination at Cannon and Holloman air bases, saying the federal government has a responsibility to clean up plumes of toxic chemicals left behind by past military firefighting activities. The contamination is linked to a class of chemicals known as per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS. The state, in court documents, describes the contamination detected at Cannon and Holloman as shocking, saying it migrated off-site into public and private wells that provide drinking water and livestock and irrigation water to surrounding communities. This is KUNM.